Good afternoon to all of you.
大家午安。
I want to say thank you very much for inviting me back to speak here again.
谢谢大家又再一次的邀请我回来这里跟大家分享。
You know, in my previous conference, the Sarawak Chinese Annual Conference.
我之前所参与的年会就是我们那萨尔越华人卫理公会。
This is what they call me, my nickname there.
这是我的绰号。
They say.那个是不会讲华语的牧师，那空。
不用翻译了。
So even though I don't speak Mandarin, you still invite me, so I'm very thankful.
虽然我华文讲的不好，可是还是谢谢大家邀请我来。
I also want to wish all of you a blessed Anzac Day.
祝大家有一个蒙福的澳新军团。
Yesterday was Anzac Day.
昨天是 Anzac Day.
I brought two of my children. We went to the dawn service, Anzac service at Hawick.
我就带了我两个孩子去了这个 Hawick 的凌晨礼拜 Anzac Day 礼拜。
Now it was a very special. It was very interesting, also a very moving experience for me.
那是一个非常有趣以及非常对我来说是一个非常有感动的一个礼拜。
And also, as you know, that this year 2015 is also a very special year for the Anzac celebration.
而且今年也是特别的一年，来这个 Anzac Day 的庆祝日。
It is special because it is the 100th anniversary, right, of the Anzac troops when they land in Gallipoli.
今年是第100周年的纪念 Anzac Day 的第100周年纪念。
And I read up on this Anzac history, and I found out that thousands of young men, teenagers, lost their lives.
我就查了，就阅读了一些 Anzac Day 的历史，就发现好多年轻人都为这场战争而牺牲了生命。
You know, the British, the Australians, the New Zealanders, the Kiwis, they were fighting against the Turks from Turkey in this conflict.
就是这英国、纽西兰、和这个澳洲联盟军队与这个、土耳其军队战争。
I read that about what? I think about 78,000 Turks lost their lives.
大概有78,000的这个土耳其军队、军人丧失了生命。
About 44,000 Allied troops, the British, the Australians, the New Zealand lost their lives.
大概40,000多名的这个澳联盟这个澳新军队的队伍军人丧失了生命。
Out of that 44,000, I think about 2,779 were from New Zealand.
四万四名当中有2,000多名是来自新西兰的军人。
So during the service, we commemorate the sacrifices that the troops make.
所以在那个礼拜当中，我们纪念了这些军人为国家而牺牲。
They paid the ultimate price with their lives.
他们以生命牺牲了自己的生命。
So that today we can enjoy peace, prosperity, and security.
所以今天我们能够享受平安、和平、繁荣的生活。
So, like I said, it was very special. It was very moving for me that experience.
这是一个很特别、很感动的礼拜。
And you see, if you read about Anzac, news, or if you read about history of Anzac or about the service, you always come across this phrase here, lest we forget.
每当我们庆祝 Anzac Day 的时候，我们都会看到这个句子，就是别忘了。
Now, this phrase, lest we forget, came from a very famous poem.
这个句子别忘了，其实是来自一个很著名的诗人。
This poem was written by an Englishman by the name of Kipling.
这位诗人的名字叫 Kipling.
And let me see if I can have the poem on the screen for you. Okay, there it is. Okay, in English, it reads here in the yellow text says, "Father, none of all.Lord of our far-flung battle line, dominion over palm and pine, Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget.
因为这首诗太难翻译了，所以我们就没有翻译。所以他最后两句话就是他的那个重点是别忘了，别忘了。
Okay, it's very difficult to translate, huh? Sometimes poem. But what is interesting is that when Kipling wrote this poem, the British Empire, he wrote it for the Queen.The British Empire at that time was at its height.
这首诗是这位诗人在英国帝王啊，这个英国最高峰时期而啊献给这个啊女王的。
Britain was at its most powerful at that time when the poem was written.
是在英国最强势最大的时候而写的。
It was said that Britain, her territories and her colonies actually covered about one quarter of the earth.Surface.
就是英国和它的殖民地大概占约了整个地球世界的25%。
And because all these territories they were in different time zones, you know what they said about the British Empire?
因为这些殖民地都在世界的各个角落，所以他们就说就这样讲。
They said that the sun never sets.
他们说英国的
British Empire.
英国的太阳从来不下山是吗？下山。
Yeah. But then at its height.Kipling wrote this poem to remind England.
这一首诗是要让英国记得。
To remind England, saying that lest you forget or do not forget that the source of all your power, your wealth, your riches comes from God.
这首诗是提醒英国人，我们所有的繁荣，一切都是从神而来的。
Kipling was saying in this poem that you can be the most powerful people, you can be the most powerful nation, but if you forget God, who is the source of it all, one day all of that will collapse.
诗人说，英国你可以是最强大的，你可以是最厉害的，但如果你忘记了神，那有一天这些都会没有了。
So the message there, and it has been taken up by a lot of Anzac services nowadays, is that we must never forget.
所以就是这一首诗就现在就被很多的 Anzac 的这个纪念日而被使用，就是别忘了。
And the Apostle Peter was saying very similar things about not forgetting God.
使徒彼得也说了很相同的一些话。
See, in the verse that we've read here, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 to 15.
彼得后书第一章第十二节到第十五节就这么说。
It's very clear, because what I've done here now, the next slide is I've highlighted some words you can see in blue. Oh, it didn't turn up, the one at the top.
No, yeah. Okay, 这段经文里面，我就这个蓝色的字幕就强调了彼得所要我们学习的功课。
See in verse 12, Peter says, "I want to remind you. I want to always remind you. Don't forget."
我们要常常提我要常常提醒你们。
Peter is saying in verse 13, I want to refresh your memory in English. I don't know what is it in Chinese.
So, 第四章节也说我要提醒你们也是一样的。
And in verse 15, Peter is saying in English, I want you to remember, don't forget.
第十五节彼得说你们要纪念，时常纪念这些事。
So here we see it's very clear. Peter says here, I want to remind you, don't forget.
彼得要告诉我们告诉那个时候的人，提醒你们，纪念这些事。
If you're anything like me, you know, as you get older, sometimes we get a bit forgetful.
如果你像我的话，我现在比较老了，所以记忆力比较不好。
Sometimes, you know, I wake up in the morning and I say, "Oh, have I brushed my teeth? I kind of forgot."
有时候我早上起来，我在想，我今天早上刷牙了没？
So I will have to go to the bathroom. I go and touch my toothbrush, whether it's wet or dry.
所以我就会去冲凉房摸摸看我的牙刷还是湿的还是干的。
Oh, I mean, if it's wet, I know yeah, brush my teeth. But if it's dry, I haven't brushed my teeth.
如果是湿的，我是应该是刷了牙；如果是干的，应该还没刷牙。
It seems to be getting worse. You can ask my wife. I can be quite forgetful.
她是很健忘的。
I remember there was one day we both of us we were driving. I was driving in a car.
有一天我们两个在他在开车，我们在车里。
It was in Cebu in Sarawak, and then we like to talk when we're in the car.
So 我们在诗屋沙捞越的诗屋，我们在路上。
And we drove past this house, a big house, and the house belongs to a very famous person, a very rich person in Cebu.
我们就开就车就开过了这一栋很大间的豪房。
So as we drove past the house, I told my wife, I said,Han, you know that house there, you know the owner, he has got this son.
他就我就告诉我的太太，哦，你知道吗？这间屋主他有他这个，他有一位，他有一个儿子。
And you know what happened to the son? And I start telling her all these stories about what happened to the son.
我就告诉我的太太哦，这发生的这间屋子里面的主人跟他的孩子啊，发生了什么事情？
And as I was telling her the story, she gave me that really strange look.
当她告诉我的时候，我就摆了眼，给她摆了一个眼。
Then after that, she told me, she says, "I was the one who told you that story."
我没有这么凶了哈，我就告诉她，很像是我告诉你的哈。
Here, Peter is also telling us.There are certain things we have to remember, and this is more important.
所以彼得在这里告诉我们，有一些事情我们应该要记得，而且是非常重要的。
So let's go back to our passage again in verse 12.
第十二节。
I'll get Winnie to read verse 12.
十二节说：“你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固我，却要将这些事常常提醒你们。”
You see, here Peter is saying in verse 12.I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them.
彼得说，虽然你们晓得这些事，我还是要常常提醒你们。
Peter said, I will remind you, even though it is firmly established in the truth you have now.
我常常提醒你们，即使是你们在真理上已坚固。
So Peter is saying, I know you guys know these things already. I know you have the truth.
彼得说，我知道你们晓得这些真理。
But I want to remind you nonetheless.
我还是要提醒你们。
So what's Peter doing here is that he is saying to the believers and the disciples, do not forget about the past.
彼得跟信徒说，不要忘记过去发生的。
He says, yeah, I know you know already, but do not forget the past, what God has done for you.
彼得告诉信徒，我知道你们已经知道了真理，但不要忘记过去神所做的。
Maybe the believers were very forgetful like me, so Peter had to keep on reminding them.
可能信徒像我一样很健忘，所以彼得要一直的提醒他们。
And since today we have, you know, we have got this Anzac spirit, I'm going to tell you another war story.
我们现在在 NZ 的这个时期哈庆祝日，所以我纪念日不是庆祝纪念日，所以我还是要告诉大家一个战争的故事。
Let me share with you another story, a very important war story, and this happened in during the Second World War in near India.
让我告诉你一个这个战争的故事，科西玛战斗。
Now, there is a very famous battle. It's called the Battle of Kohima.
这个是一个非常出名的一个战斗，叫做科西玛战斗。
Now, if you look at the map, this is India over here, and there is Myanmar or Burma over here.
就是印度和缅甸。
Okay. Now, at the border between India and Myanmar, there is this small region here in yellow called Kohima.
就是在印度和缅甸中间有一个小地方叫做科西玛。
So what's happening in Second World War is this. The British, they were in India.
所以在第二世界大战的时候，英国军队是在印度。
Whereas the Japanese have already invaded Burma.
但那个日本已经侵入了缅甸。
So the British, they were at the border and they were defending the border to prevent the Japanese from coming into India.
所以英国战军他们就在那边这个界限在那边防备日本军的攻击。
Because at the beginning of the Second World War, the Japanese were very strong. They were like defeating everyone. They were going from one victory to another.
因为日本军队非常 强大。
So the British said this is a very important place that we must defend because if the Japanese broke through Kohima, they will go all the way westward and go to India.
所以这个对英国军队是非常重要的 一场战斗，因为如果日本人侵略了那个科西玛呢，他们 必定会攻入印度。
So there was a big and there was a bloody battle.
这是一场很严重的血战。
Thousands and thousands of young people were killed.
成千上万的年轻人都被都牺牲了自己的生命。
But the battle was decisive because the British managed to defeat the Japanese, and then the Japanese army did not go into India from then onwards.
但这场战斗呢，英国军队就赢了，那日本军队就没有侵入印度。
But what's interesting is that today, if you go to that place, Kohima, northeast India, there is a war cemetery there.
所以今天如果你到这个地方呢，它有一个纪念碑。
Yeah. And in the as you go into the entrance of the cemetery, there is a big plaque.
在这个纪念地点，它有一个很大的牌。
And then on the plaque is written these words here.
牌上这么写。
In English, I'll show you the Mandarin version later on. It says in English, "When you go home, tell them of us and say." For your tomorrow, we give our today.
这个牌上面这么写着。
In Mandarin, this is the translation one. It goes like this.
你们回去后帮我们转告，为了你们的明天，我们放弃了今天。
You see, the plaque tells them. He says, "When you go back home."
这个牌子告诉他们说，你们回去后。
Because not all the soldiers went back home. A lot of them died.
因为只有一些回去。
It says, when you go home and you spend time with your families, your loved ones, your friends, he says, tell them about us.
当你回去的时候，记得告诉他们我们所做的。
Don't forget to tell them those who did not make it home, those who were buried in India.
不要告诉他们那些已经去世的了。
And it says, tell them.That for your tomorrow, we give up our today.
但告诉他们，为了你们的今天，为了你们的明天，我们放弃了今天。
And this became a very, very famous phrase. It's called the Kohima poem. A lot of people, who says, you hear about this sometimes. For your tomorrow, we give up our todays.
然而，这一句话就成了一首很著名的诗。
That gives us this sense that this idea that that sometimes the benefits that we have today, the privilege that we enjoy today, did not come up from nothing.
这让我们想思考，我们今天所有的、所享受的，不是偶然的。
It came up because someone else before us.Has sacrificed on our behalf.
我们能有今天，因为我们的先人为我们而牺牲了。
Very, very important truth that sometimes there is, whether you're aware of it or not, someone else has already made that sacrifice to bring you to where you are today.
不知道你晓不晓得，但某人为了我们而牺牲了自己的生命。
Parents, you sacrifice a lot for your children, right?
父母亲为了孩子牺牲了很多。
Kids don't realize it. They are where they are today because of what the parents have sacrificed for them.
很多孩子都不知道，他们今天所有的其实都是父母而牺牲的。
Or that teachers have sacrificed for them.
或者是老师为他们而牺牲的。
And that's what Peter is talking about here in verse 12. He says in verse 12 that we don't forget the past. We don't forget the sacrifice.That others have made for us.
彼得在十二节就这么说，就提醒我们别忘了过去。
And more importantly, don't forget what God has sacrificed.
最重要的，别忘了神为我们而牺牲。
Over here it says, "For your tomorrow, we gave up our today."
为了你们的明天，我们放弃了今天。
But Peter is saying, "For your eternal tomorrow."
可是彼得是说，为了你永恒的明天。
God has given His son.
我们的上帝放弃了自己的孩子。
So who is the son that God has sacrificed so that we can be who we are today?
谁是神的儿子呢？
Who is it? Jesus Christ, right? We just celebrate Easter, what, two or three Sundays ago.
我们的主耶稣，我们也在那个复活节的时候纪念了他。
And that's what Paul meant when he wrote to Timothy. He wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6.
提摩太前书一章，提摩太前书二章五节到六节。
He says, Christ Jesus, who gave himself, sacrificed himself as a ransom for all people.
耶稣，基督耶稣舍自己做万人的赎价。
So because of that, we must be grateful.
所以我们应该要感恩。
We don't take things for granted.
我们要感恩。
Right? That is why we have a lot of occasions where we remember and we give thanks to God.
很多时候我们都纪念神的恩典。
For example, we have Christmas, we remember the birth of Christ.
圣诞节的时候我们纪念主耶稣的诞生。
Monday, Thursday, we remember Christ washes the feet of his disciples at the Last Supper. Monday, Thursday. The day before Good Friday.
How do you say that in Chinese? Monday, Thursday, I don't think there is one.
Okay.
就是耶稣为门徒洗脚的那个夜晚。
Good Friday, we remember Christ's death on the cross.
然后就是受难节的那一天，我们纪念耶稣死在十字架上。
So, but what I want to focus right now is that in the church, okay, in the church, okay, God has also given us grace to help us not forget about the past.
在教会里面，上帝也给了我们恩典，让我们不会忘记神所对我们所做的。
You know, in the church, God has given us what we call sacraments.
在教会里面，我们有圣礼。
You know what are sacraments, right?
大家都知道什么是圣礼吧？
How would you define sacraments?
你怎么去解释什么是圣礼？
Okay, we know sacrament is baptism and holy communion, but if someone asks you, how do you define what is sacraments?
如果人家问你来解释圣礼，我们应该怎么去解释呢？
Okay, very simple. Sacrament is an outward and visible sign, something is outside and you can see.
圣礼就是在外在的看见。
It is an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible that you cannot see grace of God.
外在的一些的形式来代表神在我们内心内在的一些作为。
So God, to help us in our faith,Give a sacrament.
神为了要坚固建立我们的信心而给了我们这些的圣礼。
Because most of the time when God's grace is working in our lives, when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, we cannot see it.
很多时候圣灵在我们身上动工的时候我们是看不见的。
So to help us remember,God gives us, like, for example, like baptism as a sacrament.
所以让我们能够记得，那能够看见，神就给了我们这些圣礼，像洗礼。
The sacramental sign of baptism is water.
洗礼的标号是什么？标志是水。
So when we are baptized, when let's say if we are baptized by immersion, when you go under the water, it helps us to see how we die to our sins.
当我们受洗的时候，我们与基督一起死，同时。
And then when we rise again from the water, it reminds us that we are also risen together with Christ in His resurrection.
当我们从洗礼起来的时候，我们是跟主耶稣一起复活的。
So you see how baptism helps us remember the death and the resurrection of Christ.
这个洗礼的这个仪式就让我们记得。神为我们而死，然后复活。
And you know, sometimes in older churches or cathedral, what they did was they would put the baptismal font in at the entrance of the church.
有一些比较古老的教会呢，在它的这个入口，它有放了一个洗礼杯。
They will put this big baptismal font right in the middle, so that when you want to go to the church, when you walk through the front door, when you want to go to the church, you cannot just go straight to the front. You cannot go straight down the aisles here.
它其实是一个洗礼的一个台然后就在这个门口的中间，所以你不能够直接进入教堂，你必须经过它才能够进入教堂。
See, there is a theological reason behind why they design the church that way.
这是有神学理由的。
So that you have to walk around the font. As you're walking around the font, either left or right hand side, it reminds you of your baptism.
所以当你经过这个洗礼盆或者是台的时候，它让你纪念耶稣所为你做的。
So in the early church, what they used to do as they walk around, they will dip their fingers into the baptismal font. It's filled with water, and then they will make the sign of the cross on their forehead.
所以初期教会他们就会经过这个台，这个杯里面有圣水，然后就把手点在圣水，然后就在身上做了一个十字架的记号。
Yeah, and they would say something like, you know, when they do that, they will remember the baptismal vow and be thankful to God.
当他们做的时候，他们会被提醒当时在受洗所立的约。
But over time, what happened is that practice became like what they do in the Catholic Church or in the Anglican Church. Whenever they go into the church, they'll dip their finger and then they'll make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以现在在天主教教会跟那个圣公会呢，如果你进去的时候，他们都会在把手指点在圣水里面，然后在额头就是做一个记号，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵的这个记号。
To help us remember the past, what God has done for us.
让我们纪念记着耶稣所为我们所做的。
And likewise for Holy Communion.
一样的圣餐。
The baptismal sign for that is the bread and the wine.
所以圣礼的这个记号标志就是饼和酒。
Not only can we see, but the Word of God tells us we can taste and touch and smell, okay, the goodness of God.
这让纪念，让提醒我们，我们能够看见。我们并且能够尝到，我们能够摸到神所最为我们做的。
And Christ says, when you eat the bread and when you drink of this cup, you partake in my body and my blood.
所以主耶稣说，当你喝这杯、吃这饼的时候，为的是要纪念我。
And then, what did Christ say? When you do this, he says, do this in remembrance of me.
耶稣说，你们做这为的是要纪念我。
So we've got.All these things in the church to help us, like what Peter says, to help us not forget the past.
所以在教会里呢，我们有这些圣礼来帮助我们，来提醒我们不要忘记神对我们所做的。
Well, let's look at the second thing that Peter wants us to remember.
让我们看看第二点。
In verse 13, I get we need to read that.
第十三节说，我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
Okay. See, what's interesting here is that Peter is saying that I want to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body.
彼得说，当我还在这帐篷的时候，我要提醒你。
It's interesting. Peter kind of like compare his physical body to a tent.
所以很有趣的就是，彼得以这个帐篷来描述自己的身体。
You know what is a tent, right?
大家都知道什么是个是帐篷。
You know when I went to the Anzac Day service at Howick, what they did was they actually set up a very nice big tent for the service.
当我去 Anzac 这个礼拜的时候，他们就是放了好多的帐篷在那里。
You know the VIPs, the old veterans, they will all sit down there. That was yesterday. Now today, if you go to Howick, that tent will be gone already. They will have dismantled and it's gone already.
所以这些帐篷是设立了给那些退伍的军人或者是比较重要的人物但如果你今天去的话，应该是已经被拆掉了。
You see, Peter used this metaphor of a tent to give us an idea that our body, our lives here, is not permanent. It is temporary.
所以彼得以帐篷来描述我们的这个身体 就是代表说我们在这世界上在这世上是暂时的。
That the truth that our time here on earth is limited.
我们在这世上的时间是暂时的。
And then Peter reminds us, he says that do not forget in this case, you do not forget the past, but now also do not forget the present, because our life is limited. We must live with this sense of urgency.
彼得说不要忘记了过去，也别忘了现在，我们要有很急迫的追求。
We must have, you know, we must try and find out what is the reason why God has put us here.
我们要晓得我们为什么来到这个世界上。
I mean, I think most of us here, we know that we are not saved, okay? So that we can go to heaven, right?
我们知道我们拯救了以后，不是只是要单单去天堂。
It's more than that, right? You know that, right?
是多余的。不止是这样的。
Because I know, I remember there is this evangelist, his name is Billy Sunday.
有一位宣教士。
He says, if you believe that you have been, you've accepted Christ and you are saved so that you can go to heaven and that's all there is.
这位牧者说，如果你只是觉得你得救以后是上天堂的话，
So if that's what you believe, then the best thing for you to happen to you is that after you have accepted Christ, after you have been baptized, you walk out the church and you get hit by a bus.
他说，如果你只是想说我们相信耶稣，只是要上天堂的话，那最好的事情就是你相信以后，你从这里走出去，去到外面被车撞死，上天堂是最好的了。
Go straight to heaven, right?
直接上天堂。
But it's not true, right?
但这不是完全的。
We are here for a purpose. There is a reason why we are still breathing today.
我们是活着是有一个目的的。
There is still something that God wants us to do.
神还是要我们做一些事情。
You know, Rick Warren, he wrote a bestseller book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
标杆人生这本书的作者。
On the first page of the first chapter, he's got this question,what am I on earth for?
标杆人生的第一页的第一句话就说，我在世界上为了是什么？
So there is a purpose why God put us here.
所以我们每一个人神都有一个目的。
And Peter is saying that we must find that out and we must do it as quickly as possible. You must have this sense of urgency because who knows, your time may be up soon.
所以彼得说，你们要迫切的、急迫的去找出你们活在世界上的目的、意义是什么，因为时间很短暂。
You know, the Apostle John, he said the same thing. John chapter 9, he says, As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me, because night is coming. And when that happens, no one can work.
使徒约翰也说了，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
So you see that sense of urgency here to work for God.
就是这个要做工，为神做工的这个急迫感是很紧张的。
But what is the works here that John is talking about?
这里所做的工是什么呢？做什么工呢？
It is not work righteousness, okay?
不是说做道义的工。
It is not we work so that we can be saved. It's not that kind of work.
不是说我们做行善，然后我们能够积德。
It is more like we know that Christ has died for us. We remember the past, and out of that gratitude, we are so thankful. We want to serve. We want to work for God's kingdom.
我们要做不是因为要积德，乃是因为主耶稣为我们而牺牲了生命，我们感恩，我们以感恩的心来侍奉他。
And then God has got certain specific work for each one of us, unique works.
神给我们每一个人都有特别的任务。
Paul, when he writes to the church in Ephesus, he says this.
保罗这么说。
He says,Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. the apostles. Some are called to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers.
保罗就写他说他所赐的 有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师
Some are called to be doctors, some are called to be real estate agents, some are called to be musicians.
What was the first one?
So we all have got different spiritual gifting. And God wants us to use that for His work. And the thing about this spiritual gifting is that, you know, if God gives you the spiritual gifting, if you don't use it, it will be gone. It is a bit like the gift of language.
就是有些人他很会, 语言的恩赐很好。
You know, if you learn a language, what is the best way for you not to forget the language?
如果当你在学一个新的语言的时候, 你怎么能够记着它而不忘记呢?
You have to use it, right?
你要常常使用它。
Yeah. Then you will remember, you won't lose it.
你要常常用它, 说它, 讲它, 才不会忘记。
That's why sometimes we, in Malaysia we say, we study a lot, but then we don't remember a lot of things that we study.
在马来西亚我们的学生有时候学很多东西 但很多都不记得
You know what we say? We say we give it all back to the teacher already.
我们每次说我们全部都给回老师了
Alright, so each one of you has got your own unique role that God has called you to serve Him in.
你们每一个都有 每一个人在这里的当中都有神所赐的恩赐来侍奉他
Okay. Don't make that mistake saying that some people say, maybe I should wait until I retire, then I will serve God.
我们不要做一些错误，就是说，等到我退休了，才来侍奉神。
Sometimes after you retire, it's too late already to serve God, you know?
有时候你退休了才来侍奉，可能太迟了。
Young people sometimes they say, wait until I finish my study, then I'll go and serve God.
那有些学生说，当我读完书以后，完成学业，我才去侍奉上帝。
But after you finish your study, you find a job, you get married, you have kids, you become more busy.
那可是你毕业以后呢，你上班了，结婚了，有孩子了，有家庭了，你更忙了。
You can serve God right where you are, right at, you know, wherever God has placed you, you can serve, you can witness to Him.
在你现在的岗位上，你就已经是可以侍奉神了。
You know, serving God is not just serving God in the church. You can also serve God outside the church.
侍奉神不只是在教会里面，就在教会以外，你也是一样侍奉神的。
Right? You can serve Him in your workplace. You can serve Him in your schools, in your homes, in the marketplace.
你可以在你工作岗位上、学校、各个地方、你的职位上侍奉上帝。
And serving God is not only about, you know, sharing the gospel with someone.
侍奉上帝不只是 跟人家传讲福音。
You know, in a Western society like New Zealand, sometimes it is very difficult to share the gospel directly with someone.
在西方国家，像纽西兰这个国家， 要跟人家传福音，直接的传福音是非常艰难的。
A lot of people here, they get put off if you, you know, go to them and say, you know, I want to introduce Christ to you. You know, they can, oh, no thanks. You know, they get put off by that.
如果你要跟人家传福音，他只会跟你说，不要了，他就可能对你产生反感。
So we need to be, you know, we need to be wiser, we need to be smarter, we have to find other ways to share the gospel.
我们要有非常有上帝所给的智慧来怎么以我们的身份来传扬福音。
You know, this is an urgent thing, right? Because time is limited.
这是很急迫的一件事情,我们时间短暂。
So we must have a bigger understanding of how we can serve God. Not a narrow meaning understanding, but a bigger, wider understanding.
我们必须有一个比较完整的认识, 怎么去侍奉神。
Serve God with the gifts, the abilities, the talents that He has given you, and the opportunity, the place that He has put you in.
以上帝所给你的恩赐机会, 来侍奉上帝。
Now, of course, I don't have much time. It's very hard to go into details how to serve God. But let me share with you something which I think is a very good summary of that.
我今天没有很多的时间跟大家分享怎么去侍奉上帝，但我有一个很summarize 简洁的一个一个的解释。
It is one of my favorite prayer. It is called the Prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. You heard of him?
这是我本身很喜欢的一个祷文，是一个法兰西斯神父的一个祷文。
It shows how we can witness for God, how we can serve God.
这个祷文教导我们怎么做见证，为神做见证。
I think I've got, I'm not sure if I've got an English version here, but this is the Chinese version. I'll get Winnie to read.
好，这个就是法兰西斯神父的一个祷告。主啊，使我做你和平之子。I can't see. 在憎恨之处播下你的爱。
Or maybe we all read together. Yeah. Okay, shall we read together? Okay, 一、二、三。
主啊，使我做你和平。在怀疑之处播下信心，在绝望之处播下你希望，在喜乐之处播下你光明，在忧伤之处播下欢愉。哦，主啊，使我少为自己求，少求受安慰，但求安慰人；少求被了解，但求了解人；少求爱，但求全心付出爱。使我做你和平之子，在宽恕中我们变得赦免，在基督中我们化为在死亡时便进入永生。
You see how we can serve God in many different ways.
你看，我们可以在各种的情况下侍奉我们的上帝。
And Peter said, "Do this with this sense of urgency."
彼得说，在急迫的情况下，我们这样的侍奉他。
Well, the third thing that we can that Peter wants us to remember, we can read about this in verse 15.
第十五节，彼得要我们所学习的就是，并且我们要尽心协力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
So Peter says here, I.Will make every effort to see that after my departure, means after he dies, you will always be able to remember these things.
彼得说，在我去世以后，时常纪念，要你们时常纪念这些事。
So he is worried whether the believers will remember these things after his death.
他担心他去世以后，信徒们还会记得所发生的吗？
And the best way for us to move forward into the future to make sure that the next generation remembers,
就是为了确保以后我们都记着
is to pass on the faith.
让我们别忘了将来就是把我们的信仰传给下一代。
A lot of parents.You know, they would like to leave, a lot of money and property for their children.
很多父母亲都把金钱传下去了。
But the best thing that you can leave for your children is to pass on your faith to them.
但最好的礼物给你的孩子们是把你的信仰传给他们。
Let me go back to the Anzac service again.
我们再回去 Anzac Day.
You know, one of the things that impressed me about this service.That we went to is the crowd of people that were there.
让我感动的是那天就是很多人在那里。
Of course, you see those the senior members, you know the veteran soldiers. They got a lot of medals on their coat.
当然，参加这些礼拜的是已经退伍的军人。
But what really impressed me is that there were also a lot of families there.Father and mother, the young people, the children, even small, you know, babies were also at the service.
让我感动的是，不只是退伍的军人，连一些家庭都是一整家去参加这个礼拜。
And I remember just standing in front of me, there was this little girl. She would sit on the shoulder of her father, and then they were like watching the service.
在我前面就有一个小女孩坐在爸爸的肩膀上。
It was a beautiful picture to me, but they were kind of like blocking me, so I have to like go to the side.
是一个很美的画面，不过他们遮住了我。
You know, we got this big crowd of people, different races, different age group. They were all there.
就是这一群人就有不同的年龄，就不同的文化的人民都在那里。
And it is a wonderful way, okay, wonderful way for the New Zealanders to carry on, to pass on the Anzac spirit.
这是纽西兰人很好的一个方法，让人民记着Anzac Day 的意义。
But I was also thinking to myself, now wouldn't it be wonderful too if these same people were to go to church?
我在我的脑海里面我就想着，哇，如果这些人也是就是在教会里出现的话，那是多美好的。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you go to churches around in New Zealand, you see not just senior people, but you also see families there, right? Mom and dad with the young people, the children, they're all there worshiping God together.
如果能在教会里看到不只是退休的人士，但家庭一家家的来到教会侍奉敬拜神，那是多么美好的。
But we know that today,
但我们知道今天
that is not happening. We visited a few churches, a lot of churches, either very old or very young people in the church.
但今天的这个我们当地的教会里面就出现了不是年长的信徒，就是一些另外一些就是只有青少年的一些信徒。
Yeah, where are the young people? Where are the youths? Where are the children? We don't see them in church.
小孩呢青少年比较多的青少年都不在。
But one of the reasons is that the parents are not passing on their faith to their children. That's why they're not in church.
那是因为父母亲没有把他们的信仰传下去。
So Paul is saying that don't forget about the future. Make sure you pass on your faith. This is a message especially to the parents.
彼得就说别忘了，就是未来、将来，这是给父母亲的一个信息。
You know, the psalmist he wrote in Psalm 78, he says the same thing. Psalm 78.
诗篇第七十四篇说
You guys want to read this together? Okay, yeah, some of you are but very sleepy already. Come, let's read together.
Come. 我的民民啊，你们要留心听我的训令，我的口中的话，我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的比喻，是我们所听见、所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒。要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。哦。他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的，要将一生的好，子孙可以晓得。好叫他们仰望神，不要上帝的作为，不要遵守他的命令，不要像他们的祖宗，是心不正。
So the psalmist says here, we have a responsibility to pass on the faith, not just to our children, but make sure that our children also teach them.Their children, the next generation.
诗人在这里说到，我们不只要把我们的信仰传下去，并且要传下世世代代。
And that responsibility, most of it, I have to say, starts and ends at home.
所以这个责任是在家里开始。
This is so important, parents especially, that you are called, especially fathers, are calledto take up your role and responsibility to pass on your faith.
所以这是在每一位父亲在家中扮演着一个很重要的角色，就是把我们的信仰传下去。
You know, passing on your faith is not just about teaching or verbally telling your children what they should know.
把信仰传下去不只单单是在言语上告诉他们。
A lot of the time, it is not what we say, but what we do.
很多时候不是我们所说的，而是我们所做的。
Because your children will be watching you, parents.
因为孩子都在看着你们。
They will listen to what you say, and they will look at your actions, whether they tally or not.
他会听，也看你们做的同意吗
？Now, if it doesn't tally, they will be confused.
如果不一致的话，他们会混乱。
They will be watching how you do your work, how you spend your time, how you spend your money.
他们会你怎么工作，你怎么啊利用你的金钱。
The parents will be looking, say, oh, do the parents ever, I mean, do the children ever seen you doing your prayers at home, reading the Bible?
孩子有看到你在祷告吗？在读圣经吗？
Do they see you going off to church? Do they see you going to small group and serving?
孩子有看到你去教会，有参加你去参加团契吗？
Or do they overhear you bad mouthing someone, criticizing the church or some leaders?
还是他们都时时常常听到你们在说别人的坏话，在啊批评教会一些的事工 和人？
Sometimes.We tell our children, "Oh, you must be polite. You must be well-mannered." And they are in the car driving.
很多时候，我们都跟我们孩子说，你要有礼貌哦。
We are in the driving, and then someone cuts in front of us, and then the words comes out from our mouth.
可是我们自己，当我们自己在开车的时候，有人超我们车的时候，我们就骂了一些的不好听的话。
Words that we don't normally use in the church.
我们不会在教会用这些话语的。
You see, the kids are watching you and they are learning.
孩子都在看，都在学习。
See, that's what we are passing on to our children.
这是我们所要传下去的。
You know, our kids don't expect us to be perfect. Okay?
孩子知道我们是不完美的。
They know that we are human, we make mistakes sometimes.
他知道我们是人，我们都会做犯错。
But what they are looking at, what they are seeking is whether you are authentic.
可是他们所要确认的就是爸爸妈妈所说的是真实的吗？
Whether your words match your actions.
你所做的跟你所讲的一样吗？
That's what they are looking for. They want to see that you're sincere and your real faith that you have, your character.
孩子是要看到你的真诚。跟你真正的信仰和信心。
So that is so important as Peter tells us that we look at the past, we look at the present with urgency, we also as we look forward, passing on our faith.
彼得就是这么说，我们要记得过去，也别忘了现在的急迫的事情要做，我们也别忘了把我们的信仰传下去。
Okay, so this is a big responsibility for parents. So for the kids here, the young people, you need also to give your parents some slacks.
Okay, 这是父母亲的责任，但孩子们你也要你也要
some flexibility, yeah, give and take kind of.
给他们给爸爸妈妈一些的空间。
Like I said, even though primarily your responsibility starts and ends in the home, of course the church can also help.In molding and teaching, and to equip the parents to pass on the faith.
当然，从家里开始是最重要的啊。那教会也是有扮演着一些的角色。
That together as a community of faith, as a church, we work together, we encourage one another, and we want to pass on the faith, our faith, to the next generation.
当家和教会一起的时候，我们就能够同心协力的把我们的信仰传到下一代。
Amen. All right, let's pray. Dear Father God, we again want to give you thanks for your word. We thank you.Lord, that you speak to us that because you are an eternal God, a God that was there in the beginning, a God that will be around when we are no longer around, a God of the past, present, and future, that Peter has called us not to forget. So Lord, I pray that you help us to remember what you have done for us by your grace, your goodness, that as we live out this life, you give us this sense of urgency, Lord, that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And also, Lord, as we look forward into the future, we know that we're not going to be around forever, but we want your church to be around. We want your faith to continue to persevere in our children and their children and the generations after that. So we want to commit ourselves, Lord, to you. We want to commit our church and also our families, Lord, to know the things and to put it into practice, that we live lives that reflects your glory, your goodness, and your love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.